Are you a newbie entrepreneur, solopreneur, side hustler, or small business owner? Do you want to learn how to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system? Well, congrats, because that's exactly what our podcast teaches. Let's get to it. Hey, good morning and congratulations for taking the first step to solving your slow money blues. My name is Doug, retired U.S. Marine and two-time combat veteran, turned entrepreneur at your service. Today's episode is distractions. Oh my goodness, I don't know about you, but distractions can deter and defeat you. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So listen, if you have any questions, what I want you to do is go to slowmoneyblues.com, click on Ask Doug, and you can also submit your question on IG, Facebook, or Twitter using hashtag slowmoneyblues. And what are we going to be talking about? Three ways to avoid distractions in your life and in your business. But before we get started, I have to ask you two questions. I don't need to ask three questions anymore. I'm only asking you two questions because we changed the format of the show. So basically what we're going to be doing now, just for all of my new listeners out there, and last season we did this thing called Sneak Peek Monday, where basically we kind of give you like an intro, whatever the case may be, or a little teaser or a little sizzler, and you could listen to, you know, what we're going to be talking about, and then you could tune in live on the show. Well, this year we're doing it totally different for season five. Yay! For season five. So ecstatic. Big shout out to my team. And you know, so we're in season five. And so we changed the format just a wee bit where there's two questions, but we actually do the live show. Then we edit it down and then we launch it to all of our, to our entire podcast distribution network. So when you're listening now, if you're watching live on YouTube, Facebook, or on Twitter, or in our Facebook group, well, guess what? You get everything. You get all this energy. You get all of the nuggets. You get all of the hacks right here, right now, in real time. And then if you desire, you can go back and you can watch it or listen to it later. But did you do your homework from last week? So last week we talked about happy 2023. And what was the homework? We wanted you to celebrate the wins and learn from the losses. And if you know anything about me and my whole freedom journey and why I actually do this show, well, you know, it's all about building, launching, and growing your own personal freedom success system. And I define loss as death. You say, well, that sounds so morbid. Well, of course it sounds morbid, but it's true, because you only lose when you cannot do something over again. And once you're dead, you cannot do it over again. Hopefully that's not too morbid for anyone. Okay. Let's shift gears just a little bit. Did you say your morning mission mantra? If you did not say your morning mission mantra, I want you to say it right now with me. I state your full name, your full government name, take 100% responsibility and accountability for my decisions and actions. I refuse to blame other people. If I do, I give away all of my power, authority, and power given to me by God.
That was easy.
That was easy, and that gets me wired up and fired up and ready to go, which brings us to our sponsors. Now, I told you we're going to be having some new sponsors this year, and I'm really excited about it. I can't wait, because this sponsor is going to be a game changer for you and your business. If you are an influencer, if you like to build online communities, if you want to build your own social network, well, guess what? This particular sponsor has all of that under one roof. I'm so excited about it. Cannot wait to introduce this to you guys. So I'm really excited about it. But hey, the same two guys or the same two companies that have been rocking with the same two brands and rockers since 2022 and now into 2023 is Linky.com and BigNetDomain.com. So Linky.com, what's really cool about it is, one, you can go get your free account today. It's spelled L-I-I-N-K-Y. .com. Go there now and grab your free account. 7 days, all the bells and whistles. And if you want to see what it does, go to linky.com/slowmoneyblues. So listen, if you are a solopreneur, mompreneur, dadpreneur, entrepreneur, side hustler, if you're a person that does promos, if you're a person that's an event planner, go there and get, if you're a publisher, author, go there right now and sign up for your free account. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed. And if you want to go ahead and subscribe, it only costs $9.99, I think, a month, maybe even less than that. So go there now and get your free Linky account. One link, endless possibilities. Now, it's 2023. Yes, it is 2023. And to this day, people that are just starting out or people that may have been doing this for a very long time, been entrepreneurs, side hustler, dadpreneur, mompreneur, they have a digital dilemma. And if that's you and you have a digital dilemma, what I want you to do is I want you to go to bignetdomain.com where the net just got bigger. And I want you to go ahead and buy your domain name, .com, .us, .net, .123, .xyz. You can buy any .io, .app, .club, .anything. And if you purchase a domain name today, you'll get hosting free for 1 year. By the way, what do they do? Well, one, they stay open 24/365. You can call them all the time, every time. And someone right here in the good old United States of America will pick up the phone. Now, if you need a website, if you need web hosting, if you need WordPress hosting, if you need a virtual hosting, if you need your own dedicated hosting, they have you covered. If you need e-commerce, if you need email marketing, they have you covered. Don't have an idea for your website? It's okay. They have hundreds and hundreds of templates just for your business. So go there today. Oh, by the way, it gets better. When you go there, upon checkout, use BigNet and you receive a 10% savings. Man, it doesn't get any better than that. Now, here's the question for the day. Are you easily distracted? Yes, no, or sometimes? My friend David told me that he set one goal for 2023, eliminate distractions. And so I said, how do you plan to do that, David? And so while we were talking, his phone rang and he answered it. Now let's get personal. When David rejoined our conversation, he said, what are we talking about? I said, your only goal for 2023, eliminating distractions. Can you relate to Dave? Well, I certainly can as well. So let's talk about three ways that all of us, and I mean all of us, can avoid these things called distractions. I'm not going to define a distraction for you, but I'm going to tell you some of the ways and how they look and how they play in our life. So the first way that you can avoid a distraction is turn down the noise. Have you ever been in a place and you were trying to concentrate and you heard an irritating sound, a noise? For example, if you were, you know, I don't know, maybe you were in a place and it was beautiful and it was sunny, but for some reason there was a fly around and that doggone fly would not leave you alone. And it was distracting you and it was making you upset and it was disrupting your workflow and your creative flow and your energy. And you were like, doggone it, if I need something to kill that fly, right? Or what about a nagging gnat? You heard that little zzz, and you're like, doggone it. Or maybe it could have been a bee. Maybe it could have been a dog barking. Maybe it could have been traffic. It could be a myriad of things. Maybe it could be your phone just keeps ringing and ringing with spammers, right? Or maybe you have your notifications on your smart device and you're getting all these alerts from all of your social media accounts. All of these things are noise, which are major distractions to you building, launching, and growing your own personal freedom success system. So one of the ways that you want to literally like avoid distractions is just simply to turn down the noise. So in the instance of the flying insects, just go to another location. In the instance of traffic, find a quieter place. Like, for example, there is no traffic noise in a library. In fact, a library is almost a perfect place to eliminate distractions, unless, of course, you like engaging people. But you should only engage them, one, if they want to be engaged, and two, if it's helping you build, launch, and grow your own personal freedom success system. You understand what I'm saying? Now, this second one is probably going to be a little harsh, but it's necessary and true to avoid distractions. terminate all unhealthy relationships. Now, I don't know how you define unhealthy relationships. I'm going to help you a little bit. So we have this little subject matter called arithmetic, right? Or math. And the simplest form of math is addition and subtraction, multiplication and division. An unhealthy relationship is any relationship that doesn't add to you and multiply you, right? Which means that it's subtracting and it's dividing. So a healthy relationship, it's positive and it multiplies you. An unhealthy relationship is that it is negative and it divides you. So eliminate all unhealthy relationships. Well, you might be saying to yourself, well, Doug, what about my family? Well, your family is your family. But this is what I do know. Every time a family member calls, every time they text, you do not have to respond if it's not a life or death emergency. You can call them back on your own terms. All other relationships, no kidding, you are in total control of. Because you get to determine whether or not you want to be in a relationship, even as it relates to your spouse. So before you say, I do, make sure that that relationship is true. You get what I'm saying? So you're in total control of that relationship. That is the only family relationship where you probably can't just say, I'll call you back, or I'll just avoid the text. And every time your spouse calls, if you really love them, chances are you're going to, guess what, pick up the phone, or you're going to respond to the text. When it comes to colleagues and coworkers and associates and business associates, if those relationships are toxic and unhealthy, and I just told you what that looks like, terminate them today. Like, no kidding. Send them a text. Do it old fashioned. Write them a letter. Send them, you know, some new text. Send them an email. But what I'm saying to you is that that is a major distraction, and relationships are a huge investment. So you only want to invest in relationships that are mutually beneficial. That's another key. If the relationship is not mutually beneficial, terminate it immediately. Okay, last but certainly not least, and this may be the most important one, turn up the freedom frequency. What do I mean by that? Are you doing things that are deterring or preventing you from more freedom? Or are you doing things that are helping you achieve more freedom? And what I mean by that, this kind of goes back to relationships as well too. Like, if you wanted to go from the thousands club, you know, the hundreds of thousands club to the millionaire club, chances are you're going to have to get into those circles, right? I'm not kidding about this. It's just the way that it works, because people at the multi-million dollar level, they think differently than people at the, if you're a thousandaire, you think different than a millionaire, right? I can't make this up. I think it was last week while I was out on one of my mini walking exercise. I do that quite often. I heard a gentleman talking about getting to a certain number and how that changed his whole financial trajectory. And he said, the first thing that I did was I needed to get to 100K in having access to that 100K, not borrowing it, but literally having it at his disposal so he could do things. And what he found out is that once he got there, so many doors opened because he had a resource that he could actually activate when an opportunity presented itself, right? And I thought about that. I'm like, that is so true. Now, I know that some of you all out there are still crypto skeptics. And the reason that I know that many of you are crypto skeptics is because we have 8 billion people on the planet and only about 3 million people or so are in the crypto space. But I'm telling you right now, the crypto space is killing the game. There is, like, fiat can't even come close to competing with crypto from an investment perspective. And it will accelerate your investment growth. And there's buku opportunities. So I'm going to be doing another, show on generational wealth. And I'll be talking about crypto, and I'll probably, that'll probably be more like a series, because I want to do a deep dive into that. But what I'm saying is you want to turn up the freedom frequency. Like, for example, maybe you should just write a book, right? And I don't know, you know, get the book published. And man, that one book could help you get more freedom. Like, you know, you have one book that, you know, you sell for $19.99 and you sell it 1,000 times a month. That's almost 20K and some more financial freedom is all I'm saying is turn up the freedom frequency. And in order for you to do that, you typically have to change your inner circle. But more importantly, you have to change your mindset. And it's the beginning of a new year, right? It's January the 17th, 2023. And hopefully you've gone and you've done a serious assessment on where you want to be in the next, I don't know, year, 3 years, just kind of short term, and maybe projecting a little bit further out, maybe the 5-10 year range, right? Hopefully you do that every year and say, you know what, did I achieve all of my goals from last year? And chances are, why many of us do not achieve our goals, one is because many of us don't set goals. And two, once we do set goals, we find out that guess what? There's several distractions that prevent us and deter us and attempt to defeat us from achieving our goals. Man. So what are the major takeaways? Well, that's a great question. Thank you so much for asking. Distractions are disruptions that attempt to defeat you. I'm going to say that again. The number one takeaway: distractions are disruptions that attempt to defeat you, not to deter, not to kind of derail, but literally to defeat you from achieving all of the freedom that you deserve. Now, what is your homework? I'm glad you asked that question too. This is going to be hard for a lot of people, but I'm telling you, like your freedom and like your life depended on it, I want you to start doing this every week. There's 52 weeks in a year, and we've already passed up two of those because we're in the third week of a brand new year. Because today is the seventh, we're in the third week of a brand new year. This is what I want you to do. I want you to begin to eliminate 3 unhealthy relationships per week for the rest of the year until they're all gone. And now what I want you to do is I want you to replace those unhealthy relationships with healthy relationships. And in order for you to do that, what I want you to do is determine who and what type of person do you want to have in your life. Man, I know that sounds harsh, but I need you to do that, because if you do that, I promise you, your life is going to just get so crystal clear. So crystal clear. Now, for all of my people that are still in cubicle hell or you're in house arrest, if you, no kidding, want to, you know, figure out a way to get out of those situations, because, you know, there's office politics and stuff like that, I'm telling you, no kidding, you want to stop saving and you want to start investing. And you want to get with people that, no kidding, that are smarter than you. When you're the smartest person in your circle, you need to, no kidding, get to another circle. So what did we talk about today? We talked about, how to eliminate distractions. One, turn down the noise. Two, terminate unhealthy relationships. And three, turn up the freedom frequency. Now, as always, I want you to tell anyone suffering from slow money blues to tune in each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can follow, like, and share Slow Money Blues on all social media and join our private Facebook group. Until next time, continue to build, launch, and grow your own personal freedom success system. And I won't see you at the top, as Big Brother Byron affectionately says, but I will see you over the top. Now, if you hung out until the end of this episode and this show, go ahead and give yourself a big cheer. Yep. And go ahead and give yourself a round of applause. It's cool to do that too. And because sometimes life is just life, it's okay to laugh. Hey, look, my name is Doug, and I will see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye. There are 5 things you can do if you love the show. 1, tell anyone suffering from SMB to tune into the live show each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. 2, follow, like, and share at Slow Money Blues on social media. 3, join our private Facebook group and get access to great resources. 4, subscribe, download, and rate the podcast. And 5, donate so we can keep bringing great content.